This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, so we're talking a little bit about this Tiger series that has been canceled. There should be Tiger baseball today, tomorrow, Thursday. One of the days was tomorrow, I believe, a double. I mean, this was, it was a chance to kind of distract ourselves from all that is going on with having Tiger baseball. But nope, the Cardinals, I mean, it's rumored. I want to be a little bit careful with this, but it's rumored that the Cardinals, some players went out to a casino, and that's how they caught the coronavirus. And look, that'd be really frustrating if that's the case, because as you put it, Gator, it's risky behavior. But we don't know that they caught the coronavirus at this casino. And, you know, the question I have is the sport that I think America loves the most, the NFL, are they watching this? Because you got multiple leagues right now in bubble situations, playing games and in high, what would strike me as highly contagious situations, the NBA and the NHL. And there's zero COVID positive tests right now. Can the NFL get away with not being in a bubble? Can they get away with not playing a season without putting their players in a bubble?
I mean, can they do it? Yeah, you can, but like we've said all along, it's up to the player to continue to conduct themselves in a manner where it can be safe and where they're not going to put themselves in a situation where they engage in a risky behavior off the field or out of the Allen Park facilities and potentially get the virus. It's just like everybody else in life, you know? We take our risks when we leave the house and go to the grocery store or go to work or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. Now, we're not having full contact when we're at work, depending on what you do for a living, but we're not. So that's really not the issue. For us, the issue is everything we do with the downtime. You know, what do you do on your weekends? Are you going to parties with friends? And if you are you socially distancing? Are you wearing a mask? You know, those things actually matter as much as some people don't want to believe it does. Clearly it does, because now we're finding out every week and every day there are more and more people that are the anti-masker type people. And, hey, look what happened. They got the virus. So, you know, if we all understand that, and I think most of us do at this point, things can be done safer. And you can do it. Would it be better if they were in a bubble? 100% it would. But it's tougher to put that many people in a bubble. Could it be done? I think it could have been done if they had set something in place a long time ago or tried to get things put in place. But ultimately, travel is what's going to kill you. Not literally, hopefully, but it's what could potentially ruin the season. Because you're talking about transportation, whether it's, you know, getting to an airport, getting into a plane, and then going to a hotel and expecting the road hotels to be, you know, compliant with you know, all that, all the COVID guidelines and everything else. It's not an easy undertaking by any means, but it's something that could have been done.
Yeah. I mean, it should be the sport that's the safest to play, right? Outdoors, more distant than the other sports.
Absolutely.
And they're having the biggest problem. And what are the ones that aren't having a problem have in common? The bubble. Like the NFL, you know, I'm going to cross my fingers. And the other thing I'm also crossing my finger for and hoping is better treatment. Like, and the treatments are getting better, but something really breakthrough, you know, would be great in the next month, okay? A game changer in the next month that's that you can produce and get out to the people. But I mean, I feel like a lot of America is just going, well, I'll wait for that, instead of trying to take the precautions necessary to keep from the spread of the virus. And, you know, I have had my moments where I have been irresponsible from just, I had one yesterday where I was, it was totally slipped my mind. I was on the phone. I was going to the grocery store. I was finishing up a phone call. I got out of my car, walked into the grocery store, and I wrapped up the call and I started shopping. And I looked around like, oh my God, I didn't put a mask on. And I looked around and I was the only one in there without a mask. And I went and I left my cart and went out to my car, got my mask and went back in. And it was a momentary slip, right? And,
yeah,
you know, there's times where that's going to happen. And then there's people that just don't want to do it. And in baseball's case, I got the sense they're not in a bubble because they didn't want to go into a bubble. The players didn't want to go into a bubble. And it was pretty clear. And, you know, okay. Well, here's what we got.
Would it have been different if they would have been able to, you know, there's one thing about, I guess the bubble would have been in hub cities, right? Yeah. So the problem ended up being that hub cities they discussed, or hub states they discussed, ended up being red hot spots, whether it was Arizona or Texas. And if anybody entertained the thought of Florida, there's another one. But I don't know. It's very frustrating as a fan to sit back and see that this could come crumbling down. And yet we might be overreacting. But here's what isn't overreacting to it. How many games are you going to miss here?
The Tigers?
Yeah. We're talking about four right now. Mm-hmm. Okay. How do you make those games up?
You probably don't.
Because now there are 54 days left in baseball. Now, the Tigers had started the season where they weren't going to have a day off for like the first 20 games or something like that. First 20 days, like they were playing games. So the Tigers may be in a better situation than other teams, where other teams had already had some scheduled day offs and you know, they had to cancel games or whatever. But there's, 54 days left in the season?
Yeah.
54 days left to get in, you know, 57 games or something like that for the Tigers. And that's not going to be easy, because every day is going to pass by where there's not a game being played. So then it's going to be 56 to get in 54, you know?
Yeah. I mean, my guess is these games won't get played. But 2-4-8-5-3-9-97-97. Is the NFL going to do anything? Is the NFL going to try and shift gears and go into a bubble?
I don't.
If you were running the league, would you?
I think at this point it's too late to try to get the bubble going. I think at best what you can do is do bubble within your own place. And there's no way the players are going to do that.
What do you mean bubble within your own place?
Bubble within your own city. And then you take the risk when you travel for games. I mean, the bubble, when I hear bubble, I'm thinking NBA, NHL model, everyone's sequestered in a hotel in the same city. They're playing in the same thing. That's not going to happen in the NFL. They're going to travel team to team. So it would have to city to city. So it would have to be your own personal Detroit Lions bubble there at Allen Park or whatever. And I don't think that's going to happen. I just don't see it happening. So they're going to have to rely on doing things correctly, science-wise, and just, you know, behavior-wise. It really comes down to behavior.
That's actually a great idea, Gator. And I know you don't think it's going to happen, and I don't think it's going to happen either, but they should seriously consider that, because there's got to be some form of bubble. So you travel, let's say the Lions have to travel to Chicago, right? That's the only time they leave the bubble. And then when they go to Chicago, they know they're going to another, you know, safe, sanitized place, area, staying conditions, all that stuff. They play their game. They you know, get back on the bus or plane or whatever. Yeah, go back to Detroit, and then they stay at Allen Park or wherever. That's the only way the NFL is going to get through, has a chance of getting through a season.
Feels that way, doesn't it?
I don't see any other way. If you let these players, I'm sorry, we all can't agree on wear a mask or not. These guys are not going to, they're not going to just stay in their hotel or stay at their houses, all right? They're going to go to get chicken wings, all right, at strip clubs. They're going to go get milk, all right, allegedly, and go to casinos. This is not going to happen. Gator, I think that's the best idea.
All right, Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. We're feeling it right now because our team, did you just open a beer?
What? Well, I mean, I couldn't possibly, Doug. We're on Twitch, so everything's seen, right? That's right. They have some video difficulties with me. So
you'll
never know.
You can get away with it. Yeah, you can watch the show on Twitch now. Just go to Twitch and search up 971 The Ticket, and that's how you get to see the show.
You know, one thing I wanted to add with the bubble idea, and Kang and I were talking during the break and how he thinks it'd be a great idea for the NFL, and both of us agree they'll never agree to it. They used to do that for training camp, when you think about it. Kinda. Whether it was training camp at when they had the Silver Dome, they would sequester themselves at the one of the hotels right up the street. I know this because in 1996, I was producing a show, and we stayed at that hotel, and we did the show from the lobby there. So players would come in from practice, we'd bring them over, had them sit on the couch, and we talked to them. And that was, I think, a two-week period. They did that, two- or three-week period. But the players could not wait for that to end so that they get back home, you know, because there's curfew checks and all that. When they did it at Saginaw Valley, you know, famously with, you know, Marty Mornaway taking off on the motorcycle and all that. And, you know, that's when we find out Barry Sanders was going to play and all that. So they've done it, but it's been a short period of time, 2-3 weeks. There's no way that these guys would agree to what would amount to, what, 5 months?
I just don't.
I can understand it. That's a hell of a lot longer than, you know, 70 days like baseball.
Let me put it to you like this. I will say with a high degree of certainty, there's a 0% chance then that we will have an uninterrupted NFL season. Oh. They're not kicking off on September 13th and playing 17 weeks uninterrupted. That's just not going to happen. If they're not going into a bubble, if MLB has taught us anything, it's that the NFL season will get interrupted. And, you know, I was listening to Buster Olney this weekend, and Buster Olney said before the season, there's a 0% chance we're finishing this season. And he said a couple weeks, you know, here we are 10, 11 days in, whatever it is. He goes, look, guys, I don't, you know, I don't like saying this because I hate it. And I you know, I wish I could be more positive, but I, you know, this is why I think there's a 0% chance they finish. If they're not finishing baseball, they're not finishing football, because baseball is a sport that, with what we know, okay, in my trained background in epidemiology, no, but what we've learned is it sounds as though it's less likely to transmit on the baseball field than the football field. And it's not working in baseball. How is it possibly going to work in a place that's going to be more contagious? How?
Look, I can't help you out. I definitely don't think we're going to finish the baseball season. That's how I feel right now. There's just the math, and you know I hate math, and mm-hmm. I'm bad at math, but even I know the math doesn't add up. It ain't going to add up because we're going to see more and more outbreaks. It's not behind them. And here's what I'm fearful with football, and it's a legitimate fear with everything. You've got that the pitcher, is it for the Boston Red Sox, that decided to opt out for the rest of the season because he got COVID, and now he's got some inflammation in the heart.
Yeah.
These are the things we've talked about. It's not just people focus on the death, and I get it, but it's not just the death. It's about other long-term effects that happen when you contract COVID-19. There's heart inflammation. There's lung issues. We don't know how long-term these things are. We don't know how debilitating they're going to be. And I think we're going to see a whole bunch of people maybe kind of put their hands up and say, tap the brakes here, it's not worth it. And when you find, you know, Matthew Stafford test positive for COVID-19, hopefully he doesn't have symptoms, but it doesn't mean that he won't have issues. Because we just don't know enough about it yet. So it's, you know, I'm hoping that we can get through it and there'll be a season and that we'll have minimal amounts of players test positive and hopefully a minuscule amount of players that have any issue whatsoever with symptoms where hospitalizations or treatment is going to be, you know, hurtful for them. But I don't know if that's a realistic possibility.
Well, Doug just said it. In baseball, they're having many outbreaks and postponements of the season, and that's not a full contact sport. Football, it's a full contact sport. And if we don't have a vaccine or quick turnaround treatment at the time when football starts in this fall or winter, there's no way this will work unless there's some sort of bubble. Now, you and I agree, Gator, that it's probably the players would never agree to it. Good luck selling that to the public, first of all. You know what I mean? Like, hey, you guys can sacrifice 4 months or 5 months to get paid tens of millions of dollars to, you know, do your jobs and entertain the rest of the country and take their minds off things, whatever. Not that that matters to the players, but publicly, you know, it's not going to look great to the public, right?
I think there's going to be a percentage of people that will be very upset by that. But I also think that, you know, put yourself in their shoes as well. You talk about putting yourselves in a bubble for 5 months to separate yourself from your family and everything else that you normally do just so you can, you know,
play
a game and entertain people. And I think the majority of people will say, okay, I get it. That is a long time. It's not like asking for 2 months like it is with baseball.
But there will also be a group that says you're getting paid tens of millions of dollars to do that job. Now, if you don't want to do it, you can opt out. Now, this is something I think the NFL should have looked ahead and said, hey, is this an option? And see how many players would have opted out. They sent out a survey asking players, right? Would you feel comfortable playing and all this stuff? They could have done the same thing. Would you feel comfortable to be in a bubble for 4 to 5 months away from your family and friends and just gauge the league?
And if they said no, you say, what about a month? What about if the month of September, you were in a bubble, you played 4 games, then you got 2 weeks? And you'd get tested, and if you didn't have COVID, you could come back and play another month and in a bubble and play like some creative way where the players wouldn't have to be quarantined for 5 months and they could get out, and then it would be up to them not to come back with COVID, but something that would allow them to not have to be 5 months. And because understandable, that would suck, right? Who would want to do that? Who would want to for work go into a bubble for 5 months? Now, I'm sure a lot of you are raising your hands. For multi-millions of dollars, I would have done it.
But not everybody would.
But not everybody would. And I think it's a big ask. But was there some middle ground, man? Was there something? Because I'm doing something I don't like doing, but I'm doing the before it happens complaining. I'm whining about the NFL season getting shut down, which hasn't even started yet. but it just strikes me that this is not going to work unless they go to some kind of bubble. And I hope they're learning something from MLB and can you know get this back on the table and talk to the players about it.
I'll tell you what this does for me is it gives me an even greater appreciation for our military and what they do. I mean, our men and women in the military who go overseas, they risk their lives literally every day in hazardous situations as opposed to, I may get this COVID-19 if I go to a bar. I mean, you're talking about bombs and explosive devices and bullets whizzing by their heads, and they stay away from their families for, 6 months, a year at a time?
Yeah.
So, you know, I've had a greater appreciation for our military. And it's not that I have less appreciation for professional athletes or anybody else. It's just looking at the others that do this on a daily basis and saying, you know, God bless you people.
Well, and good for Adam Silver, good for Gary Bettman, who have put this together. And I haven't heard much. I mean, the NBA players, there was a little bit of that about when they first arrived and the plates of food they were getting. But
in fairness, also, the NBA and the NHL had already completed 80%, 85% of their regular seasons. So you're talking about less people involved. There are smaller rosters than there are with the NFL. Smaller rosters, even when you consider baseball. So it's a different situation for them. But Adam Silver was way ahead of the curve. I will agree with you. I'll give him a ton of credit. He was way ahead of the curve to do the bubble idea in Orlando. But in reality, they only had to do it for a finite period of time because baseball, it's basically playoffs.
Yeah, but baseball could have done that. Baseball could have done that because it's only a 2-month regular season. So.
Well, but baseball kept thinking about can we get 100 games in or not? I mean, ultimately it comes down to Rob Manfred, and has he handled this poorly? Yeah, he's handled this poorly.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.